You have 5 new messages. First message, 6:25 a.m.
Hey, Momo, it's me. Just checking in. We made it to Santa Rosa yesterday, and it's so pretty. If you get some time off, I'll totally come back here with you. We haven't seen Blue Hole yet, but the whole town is this little oasis with all these cute little lakes and stuff. We were talking to this guy who said it's resting on this underground spring system or something, which is dope if that's true. Oh, but then, get this, the guy starts talking about mermaids, like legit merfolk living under the water and like snatching people who swim too deep. He was totally messing with us, but Alex is superstitious baby, so he was like, "Hey, Pilar, maybe we shouldn't do Blue Hole." I mean, what? So we compromised and we're going at the least spooky time, right when they open, which is, oh shit, it's early, huh? You're totally still sleeping. Sorry. I hope I didn't wake you up. I will let you know how the dive goes. Bye.
Second message. 11:45 a.m.
Hey, Memo. It's me again. I hope you're awake now, even if you can't even answer your damn phone. So Blue Hole is dope. It's like completely majestic, but also cute. And the water is actually blue. It is literally a hole that is blue. But okay. That's not why I'm calling. So me and Alex got there really early, dove 80 feet, and then we got to the bottom. There were faces down there. I don't know if they're mannequin heads or what, but there's faces in the rocks at the bottom of the hole, all old and covered with algae. We're checking them out, and all of a sudden, Alex just books it out of there. And I follow him up and I'm like, "What the hell, man? I wasn't done." And he's like, "One of them opened its eyes." And I'm like, "What? I mean, it's nuts, right?" So I said, "Okay, well, now we have to go back because I want to see." And he's like, "No way." And we argue about it. And I tell him he's a superstitious baby. So now we're going to go refill the tanks and go back down. Okay, I have to go because he's looking at me all mad now. Bye.
Third message, 5:36 p.m.
Memo, it's me. Memo, are you there? Can you pick up? Memo, I think I fucked up. Something happened. We went back down to the bottom. I swam over to one of those faces and waved Alex over to come look and see. And I was like, "It's just a Party City mask." And then, fuck, it's eyes. I swear to God. The face or the mask or whatever. Memo, its eyes opened. Just these blank white eyes. And then Alex just starts thrashing. He kicks me back. There's all this mud and sand swirling. I can't see anything. I'm trying to get him, and I finally got a hold of him, and he just goes limp. I took him back up, and we're at the decompression stop. And all of a sudden, he starts paddling again and climbs out of the water like nothing's wrong. And I'm like fucking sobbing into my mask, trying to see if he's okay. And he takes off his mask, and his face is different. It's not... Fuck, I don't know how... It's not Alex. It's almost him, but it's not. And he looks at me with this blank fucking stare, and his eyes are all fogged over, and his breath is rattling like he's never breathed air before. And in this raspy voice, he says, "What's wrong, Pilar?" Memo, I swear to God, I don't know how to describe it, but Alex is gone. Do I call the police? I can't report him missing because he's right here, but he's coming back. I have to go.
Fourth message, 9:55 p.m.
Memo, it's me. Are you there? I'm going back down. The park is closed and Alex, or whatever the fuck took Alex, is asleep. So I'm going to find him. I think he's down there. If I go back to the bottom, shit, this isn't going to work. It has to work. If I go down there, I'm going to find his face. I don't know if I have to lure this thing back or I just have to find out if he's down there and then I can plan my next move. Memo, I know it sounds crazy, but you have to believe me. I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't believe me. Can you just pick up the phone for once in your life? Memo, if you don't hear from me again or if... Don't come to Santa Rosa. Don't come looking for me. I have to go.
Fifth message, 11:59 p.m.
El Campo Santo was recorded in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico. This episode was written by Caroline Toby Graham. We're a production of Blackout Theater Company made possible with generous grants from the City of Albuquerque's Cultural Affairs and New Mexico Arts. If you're interested in learning more about Blackout Theater Company, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.